Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Indian Army has just conducted a path-breaking exercise that shows the country is rapidly modernizing its military capabilities to counter emerging threats. This exercise, held at the Babina Field Firing Ranges in Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, was a showcase of India's shift from platform-centric to network-centric warfare. The exercise, called Amogh Jwala, was conducted by the White Tiger Division under the Southern Command of the Indian Army. The GOCNC Southern Command is Lt. Gen. Dheeraj Seth, PVSM, UVISM, AVSM. This exercise was historic in the sense that it marked the first ever integration of attack helicopters with mechanized ground forces in an Indian Army exercise, marking a critical advance in airland battle synergy. Amogh Jwala is a field exercise that was conducted over 13 days from March 6 to 18, 2026. The exercise was a demonstration of India's ability to conduct multi-domain operations, which involved the simultaneous use of land, air, cyber, and space domains to achieve military objectives. The exercise showcased the integration of various domains, including land, air, cyber, and space, to achieve a common goal. The exercise was a showcase of India's military modernization, particularly in the areas of electronic warfare and cyber warfare. The Indian Army is moving towards integrated theater commands, where Army, Navy, and Air Force assets in a geographic area will fall under a single theater commander. This is part of India's broader strategic reform, which aims to enhance the country's military capabilities to counter emerging threats. Now, let us turn to the details of the exercise. The exercise involved the use of attack helicopters, such as the Apache and Rudra, which were integrated with mechanized ground forces, including armored columns and infantry. The exercise also showcased the use of armed UAVs, which were used to provide intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, ISR, support to the ground forces. The exercise also highlighted the use of satellite imagery for ISR, which was provided by the space domain. Crucially, the exercise demonstrated India's ability to conduct network-centric warfare, which involves the use of advanced communication systems to link various nodes of the military to achieve a common goal. The exercise showcased the use of network operations, communications security, and cyber hardening of command links to achieve military objectives. Babina Cantonment is one of India's largest armored warfare training centers, and it has been a key training ground for tank and infantry combined arms operations. The One Strike Corps, which is based in Mathura and has its operations HQ in Bhopal, is one of the primary conventional offensive capabilities of the Indian Army. The corps is equipped with T-90 Bhishm and T-72 Ajay main battle tanks, as well as BMP-2 Sarath infantry fighting vehicles. India is moving towards integrated theater commands, where Army, Navy, and Air Force assets in a geographic area will fall under a single theater commander. This is part of India's broader strategic reform, which aims to enhance the country's military capabilities to counter emerging threats. The Chief of Defence Staff, CDS, is currently Lt. Gen. Anil Chauhan, who was appointed in October 2022. The CDS plays a critical role in overseeing the integration of the three services under a single command structure. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Amogh Jwala is a field exercise conducted by the White Tiger Division under the Southern Command of the Indian Army from March 6 to 18, 2026. The exercise was a showcase of India's shift from platform-centric to network-centric warfare, and it marked the first-ever integration of attack helicopters with mechanized ground forces in an Indian Army exercise. The exercise involved the use of attack helicopters, armed UAVs, and satellite imagery for ISR, and it showcased India's ability to conduct network-centric warfare. Now, How does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This exercise is a key development in India's military modernization, and it highlights the country's shift towards network-centric warfare. This is a key aspect of India's broader strategic reform, which aims to enhance the country's military capabilities to counter emerging threats. This is a critical aspect of India's national security, and it is an area that requires careful attention from policymakers and military strategists. In conclusion, the Amogh Jwala exercise is a significant development in India's military modernization, and it highlights the country's ability to conduct multi-domain operations. This exercise is a key aspect of India's broader strategic reform, which aims to enhance the country's military capabilities to counter emerging threats. This is a critical aspect of India's national security, and it is an area that requires careful attention from policymakers and military strategists.